Welcome to everyone, Bez Hashem, continue with Shmir Savashin, Shar Tavun of Perik Beis, Shin 135, where the Chavetz Chaim continues to discuss the benefits of a person who works in the Midah of Shtika, of silence. Mishu Ragil B'Shtika Nitzel Mikam Aveiros. A person who is Ragil B'Shtika, he accustoms himself with the Midah of silence, of Shtika, not talking. He saves himself from many Aveiros, Chanifa, Leitzanus, Lashon Hara, Shkarim, Gidufim. He protects himself from the Averas of flattery. And when we learn Shari Tshuva, we discuss how horrific these Averas are. In fact, these are the four Averas, Chanifa, Leitzanush, Lashon Hara, and Shkarim. These are the four Averas that we had learned that a person who transgresses these Averas is Einam Mikamlum Pnei Shechina. A person does not merit L'kal pnei shechina, to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the future. So when a person works in the midah of shtika, he protects himself from these averus. And furthermore, when a person is attacked, and someone is mecharif, megadif, and if someone that disgraces him and humiliates him, says the Chavetz Chaim, the chacham will remain silent. The wise person will not respond. And as difficult as it is, he realizes, or she realizes, that if they do respond, this person who is insulting them will just add more insults. And therefore, they keep quiet. And they don't respond. It's a very, very difficult avoida. Very difficult. If someone is attacking someone, not to respond is very difficult. But the benefits are tremendous. The oid, ain't a yirogel b'rechilas, a person who accustoms himself to be quiet, he stays away from the avera of rechilas. Rechilas is so horrific. Rechilas is dirty. It's disgusting. Someone, you talk to somebody and you tell him something, and he goes to another person and he says, you know, Why did Reuven say, why did Sarah say, why did they say that about you? I can't understand. And that other person who hears this conversation says, what did they say about me? What did Reuven say? What did Sarah say? And then it could come back full circle to you. And this is a rochil. A rochil is a rogil. The chaf and the gimel are interchangeable. They're peddlers. They go around. They take the lashon hara. They take the rechilas. They take the gossip. They go from one person to another person. And they're machriv ha'olam. They destroy the world. V'azeh ne'mar mavis v'chayim biyad lashon. Shlomo HaMelech tells us in Mishlei that life and death are in the hands of a tongue, of the person's tongue. Ki Adam oyser b'lashoni yoyser, imasha oyser v'charboi. A person does with his tongue. A person can cause more evil with his mouth than can be done with a sword. Explains the Chavetz Chaim, because when a person speaks lashon hara, it's like a bomb. He's shooting arrows. He's standing in one place, but he can attack and harm someone in a totally different location. What would the Chavetz Chaim say about this generation? When the person can send a text message, an email, a WhatsApp, and everything else that's out there in one location across the world to attack someone else through their name. This advice, from the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, is for everyone. It's not just for the tzaddikim, not just for the few people out there. It's an advice for everyone. If Rav Shimon the Tana grew up amongst other great Tanoim and he says that the greatest attribute I found is this Midah Shtika. How much more so for Hamoinam, for regular people that are working and trying not to speak Lashon Hara. Siyag l'chach mashtika concludes here the Chavetz Chaim in this point Siyag lechochma shtika, a protective fence around a person's chochma, his wisdom, is silence. Furthermore, says the Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Ches Chai, and it's not by chance. Listen to what these words are. Samo de koilo shtika. The remedy. Samo de koilo. For everything is silence, is shtika. Vizar bil shaincho. Be careful with your long, with your tongue, with your language, the words you use. L'shomra ki'ishun bas ayin. And guarded like the pupil of your eye. As Shlomo Melech tells us, Shemer piv ulushoinai, Shemer mitzores nafshai. A person who is Shemer piv ulushoinai, a person who guards his mouth and his tongue, he is Shemer mitzores nafshai. Who does want to protect himself and his neshama from pain? Imagine someone else causes us pain. Imagine now if we cause ourselves the pain. The Eitzah, says the Chofetz Chaim, is shtika.